I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
If you said there was a vast conspiracy against Shedeur Sanders and now you're upset with the Browns for starting him on Friday, I really don't think you were that big of a Shedeur Sanders supporter. I will explain that in here in just a moment. As always, you can listen to this show and all of our local shows, 92.3thefan.com. Take the fan wherever you go. Listen to us on the Odyssey, iHeart, or TuneIn apps. All of them are there, and they're all available for free. Go right on ahead and do so. You're going to absolutely love it. Coming up at 8:01, we go around the AFC North. Coming up at 7:45, your chance to eat free Mr. Hero. But you have to answer two questions within 2 seconds each with 2 second trivia. Your chance to eat free Mr. Hero. That's a 4-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals that you can get if you get 2 second trivia right. That's coming up at 7:43. 216-474-0092. And I'm going to get to the phones here in a second. Let me re-explain myself here. You told me about an article. This is during our conversation about Shedeur starting on Friday. I'm excited. You're excited. And I think even if you're a hater, you're probably even a little bit curious. I got JJ who listens to us, I believe, on the app in New York State. I hope I'm right about that. And the, of course, Twitter reaction is brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, where he's not very excited by it, but he says, I said, do you think it's a clown show? He says it's a clown show, because that was one of the things I threw in there. And he goes, total clown show. I go, well, you still got to be curious.
Who's not excited to see a clown show?
Because if he goes out there and he's 8-9, you're going to be getting your arguments. If you are a hater, you're going to get your arguments against him. Or you're going to go, well, I tell you what, I didn't think it was going to do too well, and here I am surprised. I just don't know how you can be a football fan of the Browns and not be tuned into this, no matter what, whether you think you're going to see...
I think everybody will be. Who's saying they won't be?
I don't know. I just don't believe that you could... If you think you're going to see a symphony offense or a total car wreck, it's still something you got to see. The other thing, though, you read that article to me. And this is from a person in Boulder, Colorado, right? Now, yeah, again, I don't know this guy, so I don't need to go ahead and impugn his dignity or anything like that.
No, it's an extended tweet. He is a huge fan of...
He's just a fan, or is he a writer?
No, he does some play-by-play at the school, not necessarily football, but he also has a podcast and appears on the radio locally, Matt Smith. And he says, giving Shedeur one day of reps with the ones for the first time at a joint practice, no less, 2 days before his start, not even remotely indicative of a team that's correctly preparing a quarterback for evaluation. This is a sink or swim situation. Handling it in this way is a textbook case of how not to put your players in position to succeed.
Did this person, do we know, believe that Shedeur should have been taken before the fifth round?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
If you believe that the NFL... conspired against Shedeur. And, I mean, you would... if they all think that the guy can't play, technically that is some sort of a conspiracy, is it not? But if you think that for some odd reason the NFL's holding down, you think he should have been a day one pick, and he wasn't a day one pick. I don't know how you can think that this is putting the screws to Shador to start him in the first preseason game. You would say they've seen his talent. They know that he can do it. And also, I don't think they're going to go, and hey, I might end up being wrong, but I don't think they're going to go five wide and leave him with nobody back there to block, and we're just going to throw the ball around all the time. Like, I think that that's been kind of one of the things that maybe, and this is all speculative here with his offense, with him thinking about the offense. He has been in a throw-first, no-run offense, basically. We say a lot of those are checkdowns. Well, basically, the checkdowns are the run plays in so many ways in Colorado. So you have this guy who hasn't really had a run game. Well, this is going to be a ball control offense to try to eat clock, protect the football, have rock fights to win. Like, this is going to be very... Guys, this is going to be very Big Ten West, this offense, this year. Punting is going to be a premium. If you have him in there, it might take a minute to get used to, here's the ball, hand it off to Jerome Ford. Here's the ball, hand it off to Dylan Sampson. Here's the ball, here's my play action, there I go. Now, there's things that Shador does that would say, hey, he's the right type of quarterback for that system, but he's just months removed from a different system. So that might take some time. But again, if you think that he is a first-round talent and now all of a sudden he's starting in this preseason game, you get what I'm saying? How on earth can you think that they're putting the screws to him?
No, I listen.
How on earth?
The only thing I would say, not putting the screws.
They're not going to put the third team against Carolina's first team.
It's preseason game number one. Like, you only have so many opportunities to get anything done before the team has to get the actual starter ready for football. And we've all decided now in the NFL, and I guess not all of us, because Carolina is starting Bryce Young, but we're not really going to play the quarterbacks all that much in the preseason. So eventually there was going to be an opportunity, and here is his opportunity. I think it's going to be awesome for the kid. I mean, hey, there's some guys that shine in these preseason games that end up being terrible quarterbacks. We've had that over the years too. Who cares? It's time to get him out there. And I think it is exciting. The only thing I would say is I had to defend Shador before, when we'd have callers say, Nepo baby, didn't earn anything, and now he went from four string overnight to starting this game. I guess, you know, he didn't necessarily earn it, but who cares? It's preseason.
Well, according to Nathan, he earned the right. No, Nathan says he earned the right. Now, that's Nathan. No, we'll have Nathan saying, on, I believe, on Friday. It's early in the morning.
I'm just saying, if yesterday he was the four-string quarterback at camp and today he's starting the first game, you can't really say that he earned it.
Well, if you had people saying around the team that he had
injuries.
Earned it.
I mean, he's only doing this because of the injuries.
Yes, the injuries are there, but if they really thought that he was devoid of doing anything, well, I don't know if he'd still be on the roster, but if they really thought he was devoid of anything, then he wouldn't start. They would have put Tyler Huntley out there, which is crazy, but that's part of the truth of the matter. So if he couldn't protect himself at all and couldn't conduct an offense or do any of that stuff in the first place, then they wouldn't have put him out there in the first place. So this is clearly a feather in the cap to Shador Sanders. 216-474-0092.
I can't agree with you there.
You don't believe? You don't agree with that?
I think it's by default. I think he did get this by default.
But if he...
I don't care that he did. By the way, I don't care that he got it by default. I mean,
I disagree.
We were told... I mean, Albert Breer was on the afternoon show yesterday saying he's so far behind because of all the little things.
So they didn't care about
the little things for the first preseason
game.
But
I disagree. If he still couldn't protect himself, do you think the Browns would still march him out there, even with the injuries? Or would they put, like, hey, let's have Tyler Huntley out there. Jonathan could talk disrespectful.
He's not a high school quarterback. What do you mean can't protect himself?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Don't start to push my buttons on this. We've been agreeing the whole first hour. If you can't deal with an agreement of first hour, then I guess we will pull up the arms and fight. But I say protect himself. That means run the offense. That means know where people are going to be when he goes out on bootleg. That's what I mean by protect himself, not leaving himself open to cream shots. That's what I'm saying.
Our little argument is over. I think he was gifted the first preseason game by injuries.
I don't think he was gifted.
Had there have not been injuries, he would not be starting this game.
He would not be starting the game.
Yeah, so we agree.
I don't see it as a gift. I wouldn't put him out.
Whatever you want to call it.
I'm not just gifting anybody playing time.
Well, it seems like they kind of are
starting
in this
time
case
anyway.
Because he didn't get first team reps ever.
216-474-0092. Do you think it's a gift?
I think it's great. I'm glad it's a gift. Good.
I agree with Nathan. I think he's earned it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.